Blog Talk Radio.
That time, y'all. We've come to that hour where it's time to raise up your voice, time to be entertained and enlightened, and time to open up your mind and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. For those that don't know, my name is Andy Brown, and this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend. We spell was with a Z in this world. Hello and welcome, the audience today, everyone who is listening. Thank you who have been listening before. Thank you who are new to the program. I want to welcome you this evening. I want to welcome you this hour. It's Wednesday, May the 12th, 2010, and we are back here once again. For those who are listening live, for those who are in the blog room, for those who are listening in their cars, this is about to get nice tonight. Tonight I need you to sit back, relax, enjoy the show. We're going to open up your mind and enlighten you. Each and every week we talk about different topics that you go through and things that are already on your mind. We've talked about relationships. We've talked about family. We've talked about the immigration law, and we want to keep the party going. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and talk about our topic tonight, sexual addictions. As many of you may know, the word addiction is defined as a habit or a practice to something that is psychologically or physically habit-forming to such an extent that it causes severe trauma. That's intense. That's very deep. And sex is a word in itself. It's just a powerful energy about sex that brings people together. It generates passion. It stimulates the mind and the body. And above all else, sex creates life. And when you have something that has such power in it, it's no wonder that someone could be addicted to it or addicted to the idea. For instance, pornography is a million-dollar industry, billion-dollar industry, rather. Even the tools that we're using today, the telephone and the Internet, sex is all around us, magazines, television, and what's become more common, the workplace. Sex can easily become a gateway into a sexual and seductive purgatory world, and has created a nation of people that hunt out for that principal pleasure that can only begin one to ask the question to themselves, is this really a problem? Is it really an addiction? Well, tonight I want you to open up your minds. Ladies, for those of you who are listening, blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend. For those of you who are calling in, 646-727-3279. Fellas, if you're out there, pay attention, because the addiction is not just about women. It's about men. It's about women. It's something out there. So I want you all to relax tonight. I want you to sit back in this hour. I want you to enjoy the conversations, and I want you to open up your minds, sit back, pour yourself a good drink. After we talk tonight, you may even have to get a warm, wet towel from the bathroom and wipe yourself, because it's going to be intense tonight. Not only is it going to be intense, before we get my callers on the line, I have something I want to share with you. It's been in my spirit. It's been on me. And if I can get your ears to just listen for the next few minutes as we take a warm and mellow break into this play, Spoken Word. Thank you.
off. And baby, tonight is the night. Tonight I need you to guide me. I mean, took my head and both of your hands and took my mouth that you wanted to see. Push my face so deep inside that through your pores you can actually feel me. Breathe. Baby, because tonight I need to make love to you. Crawl up inside you and fall asleep on my knees with openings. So I can go back to the first time I ever had sex in the hell. So I can tell you that nigga ain't had no business touching with loving you. To prove the hand of a man to accept you comes around with only muscle to tonight, you have been better off keeping extra feed that is in your mind. Tonight. And my verse. To tonight, forget all you thought you knew about how a man was supposed to be. Man has a spirit of a fucking kid.
Intense. That's how we're going to do it tonight. It's going to be all right. So we're going to open up the lines and just talk about Can sex be an addiction? We have a caller that's on the line. Caller from Kansas City. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Talk to me. Talk to us. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Miss Toy.
Hey, Miss Toy, how you doing?
I'm all right. How's everybody?
Everything is all right tonight. Did you get a chance to listen to the interlude?
I did.
Okay.
Quite interesting. Quite interesting.
I just want to talk a little bit about it, right? We know what addiction is. We know what it's like to be involved in a sexual act. Do you know or do you think that sex can be an addiction? If so, please tell me why.
I believe it can be an addiction. I mean, if a person is born of or has an addictive nature, then naturally, if there's a lust factor there, be it you mentioned porn, commercials, videos, some public TV, fashion, anything that can arouse that within a person, yeah, that'll awaken a beast. Yeah. Anything addictive.
Okay.
You know, we pretty much anything that brings, kind of heightens our senses and tickles our fancies, you know, gives us that feeling we like oh so much. Well, yes, if sex does that, I believe it'll become pretty addictive.
Okay. Do you know someone or have you yourself may have had a sexual addiction at one point in time?
Wow. I think at one point in time, yes. At one point in time, I have fallen victim. Therefore, that brought me to a point in my life that that let me know that I'm to be with one person. Because
so what happened
person with
that you had a sex addiction? Was it something that was trauma-causing? Was it something extraordinary? What happened that made you believe that you had a sexual addiction?
What is it that made me believe? I mean, it was just the things mentioned, the feeling of, you know, it's the feel-good sense. You have a partner that's there totally, willing to let go with you.
Okay.
You know, it's
very
easy
good.
To, you know, keep coming back.
Makes them keep coming back.
Oh, yeah.
TalkRadio.com/howwasyourweekend was with a Z. The call-in number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. Again, 646-727-3279. I know the bloggers are out there that listen to our conversation. This is a subject that we all think about, but not everybody's willing to share. And so I want to thank you for chiming in tonight. We can continue our conversation because sometimes when people are thinking about sex quite often, and women more often than men believe it, if you will, that just your thought process can trigger something inside of you that makes you want to release and move into that act. Would you agree?
I agree. We women are sexual beings by nature.
Say that again?
I said we women are sexual beings by nature.
By nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we exude sex, some of us. You know, be it we have on a turtleneck and some sweatpants or what have you. If it's there, it's there.
Now, along with that having an addiction, do you think that at some point in time that there's something that would make you want to stop?
I wouldn't say necessarily stop. I would say make sure you're with one person.
And why is that?
I can say that. I mean, because that could be pretty hazardous to one's health, don't you think? If you're not.
Don't careful. I? You know, it could be. It could be. Callers, do you have a take on what Toy is talking about tonight? 646-727-3279. Don't be shy. I know you're thinking about it. I know you're listening to it. and it's already on your mind. So call and chime in. You can call anonymously. We understand. It's okay. We just want you to go ahead and just relax and be free to discuss what you're already thinking. 646-727-3279. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Ladies and gentlemen, that this is a subject that something that, that can be addictive, sexual, the feeling, the touching, the tasting, the emotions. What is it about the sex toy? Talk to me a little bit in depth.
I mean, just in what we're doing right now, just the talk. You know, the millions of people across America that have sex talk over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's, yeah, different forms of sex addiction, you know. There are some that just want to be aroused that way.
Wow. Just out of conversation, it's amazing what the mouth can say and what the mouth can make you do. Just bringing out your thoughts in actual words and creation, like the spoken word artist.
That's right.
Something that he could suck on your clit like a Tic Tac. Baby, if that's not in, I don't know what is.
Okay. That's on the change your draws factor.
Say that again.
So that's one for the change your draws factor.
Oh, my. She's keeping it real. Because sometimes it'll just make you do that. Having an addiction overboard. Now, we're not just saying that you can have an addiction and just go out and have a sexual encounter with any and everyone you see. Toy is saying that you need that one person that you can be free with. Does anyone agree? Does anyone disagree? Call us. We'd love to hear from you, 646-727-3279. Program that in your Blackberries, your cell phones, your iPods, your iPhones. 646-727-3279. We're going to talk about what the bloggers are saying here in a moment. We want to hear from the callers because Toya is speaking her mind and I'm speaking my mind. If there's anything that you can think of that you can bring to the table, because we know it's on your mind. It's somebody out there right now who's thinking about sex as we speak.
That's right.
In fact, Toya, while you and I are talking, what are you thinking about right now, sexually, or your last sexual thought?
Right now I'm looking at these candles in front of me.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about the fact that I've never experienced a hot wax.
Wow. Now, was that a hot wax across the body?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Most definitely. You know, and just looking at this flame dancing around, you know, kind of makes me want to dance around a little bit.
I see. And that's nice. That's nice. Those thoughts right there, just the things in somebody's room and their surroundings can generate thoughts and actions that lead to sex. Is this an addiction, ladies and gentlemen, or is this just what Toy said? We're just sexual beings. This is something that's necessity. We know for a fact that if you do something two or three times, it's a habit. But if you do something
two or three good times, huh?
Hello? Seven? 21 times, it becomes a lifestyle. Some people discussed and made sex a lifestyle. We're not just talking about the phone and the thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, but we're also talking about masturbation. It's real. The bloggers are talking about it. You might have to be careful with some of those bloggers if they're home alone. 646-727-79, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Toy, let me ask you this. Being a sexual creature, and I can tell that you are, do you think or do you feel that there is one form of sex that is more habit-forming than the other? We talked about pornography slightly. We talked about masturbation. We talked about the thought, the process. What do you think?
I think the actual process I'm speaking for myself. I'm not going to speak for everybody. But the actual process, I think, could be pretty addictive because it's bringing all the senses in. You're touching, you're feeling, you're smelling, you're hearing, it's all there.
Well, we have another caller that's on the line that may want to chime in and talk a little bit about more intense what Toy has expounded upon. Caller, are you there?
Oh, yeah, this is Bill Wilson from Bogalusa.
Mr. Wilson, how you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah, I just...
Say hello to Toy.
Hey, how you doing, love?
Hello there.
Hey. Yeah,
Wilson, we are sexual addictions, things that create the desire and the need for sex. We've talked about candles. We've talked about wax. We've talked about masturbation, pornography. Can you care to chime in and give your insight on what we've been talking about?
I really
like, do you feel
it.
As if there's...
Hello? I really don't believe in sexual addictions. You know, I think that people are really in control of their own behaviors. You know, it's just rather... You know, if you let that behavior get away with you, you know, go someplace. You know, really, I believe the truest form of cure for a sexual addiction is to have children. You have children, you'd be cured of sex addiction.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying that once you actually have children, the desire to have sex kind of leaves?
It don't leave. I don't think it leaves men. I think it leaves women.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Toya, can I chime in on that?
Okay, once again, I'm not going to speak for every woman in America, but I'm going to speak for me. I don't think it leaves this one per se. Children have their place in the home just like everybody else, and there's time for everything, and... you know, so it's a matter of if you let them get in the way. Now, as far as addiction and children in the home, now, if there's a man in the home, your mate, per se, I mean, I think it's okay to have that sexual addiction with him. Now, sexual addiction with many mates, and then you have a child, yes, a woman should have a problem.
Sounds like an episode of the Maury Povich show. But in all actuality, you know, I've just been kind of watching the news. I saw Tiger got out of rehab, and now Jesse James is in rehab for sex addiction. Like, again, I say it.
Eric Benet.
Yeah, another one. They got caught. That's the long and the short. They got caught doing something they shouldn't have been done. Now all of a sudden they sick. Yeah. And truly, you know, I watched an HBO special about this, and this doc said, if you're a true sex addict, you know, you do anything. You know,
really?
Monkey, men, women, no matter what you are. You're a man, you know, all you need is a midget, a donkey and a billy goat, and it's on and cracking. Maybe
wow.
A circus clown.
So,
wow.
Sexual addiction can probably go and reach out more than just human contact. You got to have something.
That's
called a pandemic. Pandemic addiction, sexual addiction. I don't know what you call that one.
Well, we're going to have the callers call in and tell us what they've been thinking. 646-727-3279, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. We spell was with a Z in here. Mr. Wilson, care to enlighten and talk a little bit about more of what you're talking about? Animals? Really?
Well, hey, there's some people out there that do it. Hey, you know, we can't fault them. I mean, it's just what they do. That's like, you know, I'd be HIV counselor and tester for the Red Cross, and I learned you can't judge people's lifestyles. You can only, you know, listen and educate them after that. You know, but there's some people out there that do farm animals in their household pets. Or
he's speaking of that, the anything goes people.
Well, oddly enough, they don't consider themselves anything goes. Because they'll get with a sheep or a pony or a cow, but that same guy won't do a man because he's like half gay, half ass. Like,
okay. Well, let's kind of bring that back full circle. So, do you think sex can be an addiction? And if so, or if not, why or why not?
No. I think it's behavior control. I think everybody has the ability to put things in their proper perspective. I don't think you ever lose that. I don't think there's any point that something in your brain says, I need to orgasm, or I need to just have this act multiple times a day, or I need to do this in order to satisfy it. Now, I do believe that there are people that are definitely undersexed. That may lead to various other behaviors.
Wow. Okay. Well, hold on, thought. We got another caller that wants to chime in. We have a caller calling from Pennsylvania. Caller, are you there? We had a caller just left. That's okay. I'm pretty sure they're going to be back. Mr. Wilson, so if it's not really an addiction and it's not just the act, so is sex something to do to be creative?
I think so. I think they get caught up in. I think they do it to be doing something different, and they get caught in the lifestyle. I don't believe it's an addiction in the truest form.
It's the excitement of it all and the temptation factor. And yes, I do believe self-control plays a part, and what have you. But at the same time, that in itself. It is possible for it to be an addiction, be it you drink water a lot a day, or you straighten your house 50 times a day. Mm-hmm. Certain things, certain become habit forming if you have it in your life. And at a constant. So I think it's different.
/ how was your weekend? Was with a Z. Calling number again, callers, if you're out there, 646-727-3279. Again, 646-727-3279. This is intense tonight. We are going to go to the blog and just comment on what the bloggers have been saying. Sex addiction can happen in committed relationships. It's the act of wanting and behaving without the thought of anything else. Toy, Mr. Wilson, do you agree?
I'm sorry, could you?
I'm sorry?
Could you repeat that? Could you repeat that, please?
Sex addiction can happen in committed relationships, even when you're with someone. It's the act of wanting and behaving without the thought of anything else. It's an act.
I believe it can happen. It happens all the time in marriages with cheating mates. It can happen. It's just a matter of a person having self-control. You need to be addicted to the mate within the house sexually.
Yeah,
so it's a matter of controlling it.
But sometimes that mate in the house is not compliant.
Well, we're going to go through right now and bring another caller in. We have that caller who actually just missed out on this segment, but we'll catch him up to speed. Caller from Pennsylvania, are you there?
I'm here.
Talk to me. Talk to us. Who is this?
This is Jay.
Hey, Jay. How are you? Have you been listening to the show?
I have been listening to the show, and I think that we need to distinguish whether or not we're talking about sex or are we talking about addiction. Because, yeah, you should have sex with one person and all that good stuff. But people that are addicted to sex, It's just like having a drink. You know, you can. Some people can drink one drink and be okay, and some people drink every day and get drunk and gotta go to Betty Ford. You know. So what are we talking about? Because I don't know if I have an addiction.
What?
You know, I mean, maybe I got an addiction because I want to have sex all the time.
There it is.
I mean, or maybe I don't. Maybe it's how much I can control it.
I gave this a lot of thought myself, personally. I don't think I am.
I can tell you that I like it a lot, but I don't get it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Married.
Now,
about
the actual act, there are other forms. We talked about masturbation. We talked about pornography. We've talked about television, internet. Habit forming things that can cause trauma. Habit forming things that can, that are with the practice of itself, something that is so psychologically or physically habit forming to such an extent that it causes severe trauma. That's the definition of an addiction. Do you think you have an addiction, sweetheart?
I don't, you know, it's funny. Today I don't think I have an addiction, but last week I might have.
Really? Talk about last week.
I mean, last week it was uncontrollable urges. I wanted it today. I wanted it tomorrow. I wanted it yesterday. I wanted it now. And I couldn't have it, and I was going crazy. But now,
I can relate to that.
But today I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that every day.
Mm.
So, I mean, sometimes the urges are stronger than other times.
And you may snap on somebody.
Exactly. You might break something off.
That's right. You'll be a strong sister that day.
But I'll tell you something else, too. Sometimes you might be with somebody that's just not on your level. I mean, sometimes my urge is strong and their urge is weak.
Yep.
We're not on the same level. And somebody
level.
Could
what?
Get broken up.
What does that mean, not being on your level? Now, are you, is it the act? What does that mean? I'm not quite sure how we follow that.
Well, I mean, I could just tell you some people get to the finish line before others.
Oh,
well,
you know, some people, you know, don't, they might get to the finish line first and you okay, because you can regroup and come back, and some people can't. So then what do you do? And then I heard the comment that was said about, you know, getting caught out there. It's a lot of these celebrities getting caught out there. They just got caught and they're using sex addiction. But I mean, maybe they really want to do it all the time, but, you know, somebody just can't fulfill what they want. You know, maybe they want to, I mean, maybe they want to do it 10 times a day and that person can only do it once a day.
Wow.
What do you do? What do you do?
In that situation, do you work on that mate or do you move on to the next?
Well, let's talk about reasonable expectations. How about that? I mean, aren't there reasonable expectations about how often?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have somebody go ahead and chime in and maybe give their take on that, too. The phone is open, 646-727-3279. We got another caller from Kansas this time. The Midwest is lighting the phones up. Iowa, Kansas, Missouri. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Talk to me. The voice is very familiar. Who are we speaking to?
This is E-Dub. This is E-Dub. How you doing? How's everybody tonight?
All right. Doing pretty good. E-Dub. My man.
Hey. What's happening, Andy?
Everything's good, bro. You been listening to the show?
Yeah, I've been listening to the show. I had a question for the young lady out there in Pennsylvania that just chimed in. When you said you had the incredible urge or whatever, and the way you explained it or whatever, couldn't that just be just like a craving, like when the lady's pregnant and she wants a craving or something that she just can't get to at the time or something, and you're frustrated. I wouldn't say urge would be the thing, to, in my opinion. Would it be true to say something like that? It could be labeled as a craving.
I don't know. I can't. I wish I could explain it. I wish I could sit back and say.
You ain't got to explain it, because I have a pretty much idea. You know, I ain't just like 17 years old or nothing like that. So, you know, speaking with, you know, young ladies on a grown folk level or whatever, you get to kind of know. Not every lady's the same, but you get to kind of know what they're speaking about. But I feel, me personally, I feel that somewhat sex can be an addiction to a certain degree. I agree with everybody saying that it has to do with behavior and different other things. But when you got them endorphins and all those things going around and you have that good feeling or whatever, it's, you know, it can be addictive, because it's like you go back looking for that feeling or that high again. You know what I mean? And you kind of want it like it was that first time, you know, the toe curling and everything else. You see what I'm saying? So,
It wasn't like that for me my first time, but okay.
Well, I apologize that maybe the guy that you was with just didn't bring it out of you, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you feel what I'm saying, though, right? You know, I mean, it's just like she said. It's you can't hardly explain it, you know. But I think it can form or be an addiction, because too much of anything is an addiction in my book. You see what I'm saying?
Can I ask a question?
A real question.
Does everybody? Here's why I think it becomes an addiction. Like, remember when I was saying I had urges? I didn't have preferences when I had those urges. When I had urges, I didn't have preference. I didn't care at that point.
Oh, okay.
It could have been, you know, it could have been a fat man, an ugly man, a short man, a tall man, a skinny woman, a fat woman. It could have been anybody that satisfied my urge, even though I'm not trying to sit back and make this like a bisexual thing or whatever, because I'm not a bisexual woman. I'm just saying I had urges to the point where I might have stepped out that week.
Your boundaries.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I was ready. I was right.
You had to have it.
Grandmama would have been like, you fresh.
I tell you what, I think we have another caller who wants to make
a comment. Humping stuff.
We're gonna cut. I think we need to retouch this. We have a caller that's going to call in and talk a little bit about that. Caller, are you there? Calling from Dallas?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, I've definitely been listening to the conversation and what's all been said. Okay, but here's the thing that I want to say, okay, because I want us to distinguish addiction from natural desires, okay, because an addiction in essence, you know, is something that you can acquire, pretty much like a drug addiction, an alcohol addiction, but a sexual addiction, that's natural. Everybody deals with the same thing. As a matter of fact, Paul said in the Bible, he said, I war against my flesh daily. He said, those things that I should do, I should not do, I find myself doing. Mm-hmm. So a man's desire, that was Paul, a man that desires to be with a woman, or a woman that desires to be with a man, that have these urges, these things are all natural. So the only cure to really address that addiction is to bring your body under subjection of Jesus Christ. I think every man, every woman walking has some type of that chemical in them that want to have sex. This is a natural thing. This is we're in the flesh, so it's all natural. So when you say addiction, I understand that, but all of us have those same urges. So I agree with the other caller saying that, you know, that it's about behavior. Yes, it is. But these are urges that everybody deal with. So we have to be able to bring ourselves under subjection, up under the subjection of Jesus Christ. That's the only way we can really deal with it. Because no matter who you are, you're gonna have those same temptations. You're gonna have those same thoughts. You're gonna have the same. You know, everybody gonna have those thoughts. But it's really where your mind is.
Okay.
That's it.
We appreciate the caller chiming in. Hey, E-Dub, are you there? What are your thoughts on that?
I'm here. My thoughts on it is, you know, I mean, I believe in what he's saying. He just went a little too far biblical with it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if that's the case, you go break out all that, you know, what about the preachers that are subject to Jesus Christ but out here trying to screw the whole church? Yeah, they're human beings first, but they subject themselves to Jesus Christ. Now we're getting into some conflicting things around here that, you know, I choose not to go that far with, you know, because we just have a good time speaking on it. A little hostility around in there. But, I mean...
Well,
I'll
tell you what we can do, we appreciate the caller chiming in. Hey, you were speaking earlier that you just had to have it. Man, woman, big man, fat man, short man, skinny woman.
Yeah.
Is that as an addiction? You just had to have it?
I thought it was an addiction. I think that's what makes it an addiction. That's why I might have a sexual addiction. Now, I'm going to tell you that these urges come and go. You know what I mean? Almost like a crackhead. Almost like, yo, I need a fix. You know what I mean? It's like, it's sometimes for me, it's I need a fix. I need to get so maybe I'm a true addict. You know, and I hear people chiming in about, you know, these are natural desires. And granted, I do think that having a sexual attraction to a person is natural. That is a natural desire. But we're talking about sex addiction,
too.
And that could be it. And you know what? And you know what's funny? When you say that, like, there's also a situation.
I said that because at one time in my life, I was the kind that, you know, I was bored here in Missouri, you know, this part of Missouri. So I may travel to St. Louis. I may see what I can see. And my friends labeled me like almost like the male of the group, sort of, for lack of better words, because I'd be the kind that, oh, I see him, and yeah, he look like he can, you know, and I size him up just like the men do us.
Now, is that
and I agree. I'm with you.
So, you know, I may walk down the street right now and see, you know, something that, you know, oh, wow, and I'm thinking sexual. Oh, he look like he can. And it makes me wonder.
I ain't even trying to be disrespectful with it, but sometimes I see a man and want to ride the baloney pony. I ain't even lying.
High five,
Missouri. And you know what's crazy? I was out in Missouri for a little bit. I was in the military up at Fort Leonard Wood, and it was like 8-1. 8 men to every woman, and I'm telling you, it's
in the
terrible.
Military. I need to be all I can be.
You don't know. Love.
Come back slash the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking tonight. Sexual addiction. Is it an addiction? Is it just habit forming? The ladies are being honest. Tonight, fellas, what do you think? Mr. Wilson, are you there?
Yeah, I really think it's more... Men have that instant replay in their head. We know
the
instant replay. And you know, I used to have this girl when I used to go to Graham. And she's not like my type. But, you know, she'd come over and just throw down. And it put something on my mind. It was like, ooh, you know, wasn't my top. I didn't really want to be with her, but it was that instant. But it was that instant replay that was played back over and over in my head. Like, you know, that was it. That was mom. I think I need some more like that. And you kind of, and I think that's what we look at. You know, well, if you're smart, you want to go with quality, no quantity. But
most definitely, yes, we learned that along the way.
Can I chime in real quick? Can I tell you, I want to say something so that everybody knows something. With great power comes great responsibility. Now, I will let you guys know that I am 34 years old. I am female. I am a single woman with no kids. And I know that we're talking about sex. And I don't want people to forget that you do need to be safe. Every time, you can't not be safe like that one time, I'm not going to do it. Like, no, you got to be safe. I got to throw it out there. You got to know who you're dealing with. And sometimes, and I'm not going to lie, I can't sit back and say every single time I knew who I was dealing with, but I wrapped it up. So if you do have an addiction, I really hope that you're trying to be a little bit responsible because sex can kill you.
I find Pennsylvania again.
While we're talking about killing, let's bring this to surface while we're talking about that. We talked about pornography, about animals, as Mr. Wilson put it.
Bestiality,
absolutely. Well, being that you are addicted to this thing of this act we call sex, is there a certain way or a certain style that you're addicted to? For example, we have people who are drug addicted people. They are addicted to crack and not cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Addicted to not crack. They're addicted to heroin and not PCP. Is there something a little bit, maybe a different position, maybe a different act or desire that you must have? Anal, oral, mental, physical, what's on your mind?
Wow.
E-Dub, are you there?
E-Dub is here. I've been trying to say something for a minute. Check this out. I was going to tell the lady that's 34. If you don't the size of them up now, when you get 40, you just going to just take them and grab them by the throat and throw them down. And just get it and get it over with. It's like when the lady gets 40, the urges and all that a little more and more regular.
Okay.
So
I do be ready to grab them though. Don't get it twisted. I'll be ready to grab right now.
Well, come on back to the. Come
I
on
might
back to
dive
the,
on somebody.
Maybe Toy can chop on that a little bit. Now, is it maybe there is something in particular that you have to have that's an addiction?
All right, you guys want me to get raw, I'll get raw and tell y'all the real.
Go ahead, we're all friends here.
Listen, if a man can go down, I am not going to lie. I mean, he can really go down and do what he know how to do. I'm not talking about them dudes that be sucking all hard on the clit and all that stuff. Now, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about God know what he's doing. It's a wrap. But then I'm not going to, maybe I like two different types of drugs because I also, you know, I like to ride it. I like to take it from behind, but not in the pooper. You know, I mean, I like it smacked. I mean, I like you to pull my hair.
Hello.
So, I mean, I'm trying to think like if I was addicted to drugs, I'd be addicted to everything. I'd be on crack, cocaine, PCP, heroin, mushrooms.
And at the same time, hanging from the chandelier, screaming.
Hanging.
Like hanging.
Hello? Hello? Whip me, beat me sometimes, tie me up, talk dirty.
Beat you.
You know, suck on my big toe. I don't even. I'm beginning to think, woo.
The police coming right here.
The police is coming to get you.
Yeah, they coming to get
you. Y'all know I'm driving. You know, I had to leave, and I was in front of the computer. I'm driving. I couldn't put the phone down because I had to listen to this.
We're real talking tonight, man. We do this each and every Wednesday, 8 o'clock Central Time, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, was with a Z. Callers, we know what's on your mind. You're out there listening. You could be driving in your car just like Jay is, 646-727-3279. Again, 646-727-3279. Jay, you need to be careful out there. One hand on the steering wheel and one hand on your... Hey, Dub, are you there? Talk to me, man. What's going on? I know you've been listening.
Hello?
Maybe we lost. Are you there? Mr. Wilson.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Good lady speak tonight, brother. What's going on? Talk to us.
I'm just taking it all in.
You taking it all in? Mm-hmm. I take it all in, too. But I'm just saying.
I'm to another. Women
want to from the ladies, and ladies are keeping it real. I know they're not the only two ladies who think this way, because it's the real talk. It's true. This is what's already on your mind.
Well, what do the men think? I'm sorry, I ain't right. What do the men think about us? Am I considered to be a slut in a man's eyes?
Oh, no.
Because
no,
I have these feelings?
No. On the contrary, if you're a sophisticated brother, you know that's just a woman that really knows what she wants and can say it. Like, you know what? This is what I want. And a real man steps up and gives you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, I couldn't agree with you more, Mr. Wilson. That's just real talk. We're keeping it real tonight. We're keeping the blog open. For those of you who are sweating at home, go ahead and grab that hot, warm towel and wipe your brow. Wash your hands. What you've been doing since you've been listening to these ladies. But feel free to go ahead and chime in on the phone, 646-727-3279. Usually we'd be wrapping the show up here in the next 4 to 5 minutes. But because I know this is such a hot topic, we're going to keep the party going for a little bit longer. So we want to know what the men are thinking. Can a woman have a sexual addiction? Is that an issue for a man?
Consider issue if the man take care of business or whatever, or you know what I'm saying, it ain't. The woman's not having thoughts of leaving.
Okay.
In the size of the ego. You know, that really what it boils down to. You got that male pride, a little ego getting in your way. You know, you're done for, man. You got to wrap that thing up in some aluminum foil to keep it tucked away. You know, your feelings won't get hurt.
Wow.
Can I have two men at once?
What?
Now, let's ask this. When we're talking about dealing with a sexual addiction, are we addicted to just the also? Are we addicted to the pornography? We've been talking about that. But Jay said it earlier, big, fat, short, tall, skinny, does size matter? A hush fell over you.
Or who?
Let's talk with the men first. Men, does size matter? Do you have a preference, whether it's big, small, tall, skinny? Or is that thing, that feeling, that addiction, just a variable?
White, black.
Mm-hmm. Yep, black. Chinese, Puerto Rican.
Most definitely black. And I'm going to tell you, you know, taller women get it every day. I ain't trying to blow up my knees. I know about 4'11".
Miss Toy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You've been listening. Does the size matter? We're talking tonight. Real talk. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Sexual addictions, mind over matter. Do you matter? isn't right for you?
I believe size does matter. It matters over here.
And tell me why.
Wait a second. How big is too big?
Well,
I mean,
let's talk about it.
I'm sorry. What was the question? What was our last question?
How big is too big?
About having an addiction. Is the size matter and why?
Okay.
Something else we're going to follow up with that just a moment.
I mean, yes, it matters because anything less would be uncivilized. But I need something that's gonna fill in the cracks. I need, you know, something that might possibly renovate my home, knock out a few walls, you know, move this over here. You know, I like to move things around a little bit.
I think we're coming back to bestiality, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute. Was the question how big is too big? Was that the question?
Yeah. Well, at what point did you say, wait a second?
You're asking the question.
Was that the question?
If you have an addiction, their size matters. Say, for instance, you're smoking.
No. If you have an addiction, no size doesn't matter. Because I take it, look, I'm not trying to say I take it 8 to 80, but you know what I mean.
Okay, well, I'm still going to say it still matters to me because addiction, sexual addiction is sexual addiction, so be it. But there's a certain form of sex I would have with a smaller size man.
Exactly, that's right. You just regroup.
So, yes, you try
that's
to
switch right.
up.
I'm with
you. Question about that. Can Kit elaborate?
Listen, if it ain't reaching the walls, you might have to work something else. You might have to work the mouth a little
put on
more.
A tape yeah.
Yeah, you. I'm with you. Put on a tape.
You know, put a bib on it.
Bow, tick a bow, wow. I mean, go ahead.
BlogTalkRadio.com/howwasyourweekend was with a Z. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you're listening to the blog. I know you're chiming in. I know you're out there listening. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. 646-727-32. Again, 646-727-3279. Sexual addictions, mind over matter. Now, Jay, I want to come back to you, and I'm pretty sure we can address the floor with this also.
Okay.
Earlier, that this week you were feeling it, and last week you weren't.
No, last week I was feeling it, and this week I'm good.
Okay. Now, is there something that's going on psychologically, something that you might be going through that says, you know what, right now, this isn't required of me, I don't have to have it right now?
You know what? I mean, it changes with the moon. I mean, I think that, you know, on a full moon, I might turn into a wolf. It just might have been that week. It's going to happen every single month. I mean, it happens every single month like a cycle, but some weeks is just a little bit stronger than others.
I think
Jay,
it's the queen time.
That could be it. I'm a very sexual being. I'm a very, very sexual person. And I do like sex. And the funniest thing about it is I like it so much that I'm good by myself. I could double click myself all night. You know, I'm good. I can double click my mouth.
I like that. Very
all funny. Night. I don't need and then you know what's so funny? Sometimes, you know, I don't need penetration like that. I can just go ahead and, you know, 33 seconds. And I got the big O. It's not about that. It's just sometimes, you know, I need it more than others, but as for this week being better than last, I don't know. I think maybe last week y'all men was on your workout game because I seen a lot of, you know, washboard stomachs and pretty teeth and waist
hair. I don't know, baby. Be careful. Be careful because the new law just went into effect and a lot of them just got out of prison. Be careful.
Oh, no.
So you might be... You're going to see a lot of nice bodies, baby.
And you know,
let me tell you.
You have a question. Here's asking. And we were talking about size mattering for the lady. We have bloggers that want to know, maybe it's not the man but the woman who might be too big. Preference in size. Does it matter? Is that addiction pretty heavy?
Are you asking me?
We're chiming in with the men. We're talking about size. Are you addicted?
There's nothing the matter with a big girl. There's nothing the matter with that. But, you know.
You're right. There ain't nothing wrong with a big girl.
You know, the logistics are maybe a little different. You know, you may not be talking her up against the wall. You know,
yeah.
You're picking her up.
I don't think the bloggers really meant physical size.
Well, wait a minute. What are we talking about here? What's too big?
They're talking about the depth of the hole.
Oh, my bad. Well, listen, it's shallow waters right here. I'm like, y'all. I got a little one. I got a little tight one. Still got walls and everything. Just my clothing on.
If it ain't tight, it ain't what?
And I don't even got a kegel or none of that.
We're asking the men, ladies. We're asking the men because the bloggers want to know.
It's tight and right and rainbow bright.
It may help you bring out your A game.
Yeah.
If you hit that thing, it's like the Grand Canyon, and you need to back up off it.
Bill Wilson, you chimed in. You said something. I don't think we heard you.
I said, you know, you got two things going. I mean, one, you know. It may help you, you know, step up your man game if you're not afraid to just go after that. But then again, you know, if it's like the Grand Canyon, I'd have to start really what was really going on with that one.
E-Dub, you care to chime in?
Man, I was so lost in what this was saying. I don't know what I was just.
Come on,
Maggie, the blog was talking about, you know what I'm saying? Some of these girls might have that big old poo-poo, and might not be small, she just too large. Now, you know if a woman can baby out that something, bitch, tell me you damn just got to know sometime that something's got to stretch.
That's called PC. I'm going to tell you what that's called, PC. PC, Pussy Control. Prince sang about that a long time ago.
That's right.
Yeah,
tighten it up.
What we've learned tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is just, number one, we've learned that we can feel and we can talk to each other tonight. We can share our thoughts. We can share what's on our mind. Talking about sexual addiction, mind over matter. If you don't mind, then it shouldn't matter. Now, do you think, as a panel, we can in the room and start with Ms. Toy, work our way up. Do you think that there's an issue or a problem being as sexual as others may think?
Do I think there's a problem with me per se being as sexual?
Even when there's So do you believe your desire to have sex as you do problem? And so why?
It's a problem because I don't have a mate per se at this time, not on lock. So it's a problem because I like to have it, but I don't want to spread that around. I have children. So, you know, where it becomes an issue in my home is, the attitude factor, the mood, you know. So here lately I've gotten into trying to work out, try to gear that somewhere else.
E-Dub, are you there? E-Dub, are you there?
E-Dub right here. What's happening, brother?
He lost again.
Yeah, I had to go fix me a drink, man.
As you should. You should. This conversation requires something like that, whether it's water, cognac, scotch, or vodka. I totally understand. But the conversation now, comes to you. We'll bring that question to you. Do you believe in saying sexual addiction? Do you think that this is a problem or an issue?
No, no. Live and let live. To each his own. If just like you said, mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. Won't affect my life one way or another. Baby,
Jay,
alone.
Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry, Edub. Go ahead and finish that thought.
I said it live and live. It's just like you said, mind over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. Because you leave the babies alone. Don't be
the
having
same
no
question
sexual.
Directed to you. Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Is it a problem? It can be a problem at times. You know when it's a problem? When I realize, like, sometimes for me, there's an emotional part of it, and then there's other things that we confuse sex with. And having a sex addiction and having a healthy, you know, libido and wanting to do it all the time, yeah, that's great. But sometimes it gets confusing. Sometimes you want somebody to hit and run. Sometimes you want to cuddle. Sometimes you want to be in love. Sometimes you want somebody to love you back. You know, I like I said, I don't have children. You know, and you know what, and it's really funny the way that it is. One of the reasons why I know that maybe I may have a sexual addiction is because I'm obsessive with a lot of things. I used to be, you know, a BBW, and now I'm not a BBW. You know, I used to be 300 plus, and now I'm 150 minus. So, you know, maybe I have a obsession issue. And I get obsessed with things, and it controls, and it's overwhelming. Like, I was obsessed with food. Now I might be obsessed with sex. Hopefully I won't get obsessed with, you know, other things. But when I tell you being addicted to sex can hurt you, yeah, it can. Because sometimes I want somebody to love me and to hug me and, you know, to squeeze me and be there and call me baby. You know, and hey, you don't get that every time. You know, you might get a smack, and yeah, baby, and I love what you do to me, but, you know.
I take it you're not married.
Nah, I'm not married either.
Okay.
Hey, y'all going to make me cry before the show over.
No, don't cry. I would just ask the question because all those things, it's like, it's not a woman looking for. It sounds more or less like a woman now that doesn't have the playtime or whatever. They're looking for to fill, like you said, all those gaps and have one man to be there that'll do all those things. That's all I was asking. I wasn't trying to make you cry or nothing like that. You just,
no, I'm not
going to
cry. I'm a big girl.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got points out. We've been discussing sexual relationships, discussing sexual addictions, discussing some very intense physical attractions, things that we feel that we need to have in our lives, in our lifestyle. And then we've also talked about the show in itself. Is this an issue? Is it a problem? Probably not. Like the callers have said tonight, mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. As long as we're being safe and we're taking care of our bodies, we're taking care of our thoughts, and we're taking care of as one put it, we're not letting our children be affected by this, then something is not really, it could be habit forming, but it's not an addiction. It's just something you enjoy doing. Never in this hour that we talked about was anything that we discussed something that was not fun. Now, I know sex in itself can at times be abused and be in abusive situations. But this is not that time. This is not what we're discussing tonight. We're talking about the enjoyment of it. the fulfillment of it, what it gives us, and what it brings to others. You've heard that tonight from other people from all over the country, from Pennsylvania, from Iowa, from Kansas, from Texas. They're calling. They're listening, just like you are. And we want to appreciate your ears tonight. We want to appreciate those who have chimed in. We want to appreciate those who have come into the blog. And we want to thank you all for really just being a part of our show each and every week. You make the show what it is, and we thank you. Next week, we're going to do this all over again because, you know, you make the show what it is, and we appreciate your input. We appreciate your output. And we just want to say thank you for that. This show is what it is because of you. As we wrap up today's show, I want to thank my panel for their insight, their expression, their thoughts. As before, like I said, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight or you got some good information out of this show, do me a favor. Tell 5 more people to tune in with you next week as we come back and we talk about closed mouths that don't get fed. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend was with a Z. Thank you for listening. Good night. God bless. And I'm gone.